I'm Dream Queen. You're in the cab with me on 96.9 FM KMRD LP Madrid, New Mexico. I am with my homies, Hot Diggity and Lil Queen Trash Mouth. What is up, y'alls?
Not too much. Good morning.
Not too much.
Not too much. Good morning.
Such a chill attitude. Good morning.
It's going to change. It's about to change.
Shoof. All right, first, I want to introduce you each separately so that I can plug your shows and, you know, y'all can say what's what. Hot Diggity, welcome to Heck, KMRD 5 to 7 on Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm on tonight.
Yeah. You know what you got planned?
Nothing. I got nothing tonight. I did a whole big episode show. I keep calling them episodes.
Yeah, that's because it is.
I did a whole show last week on dehumanization and monster theory and empathy and why those things are important. And that was a lot of research. Yeah. So I know that both of you know that after a big research heavy show, it's kind of hard to throw together another one the next week and just be like, bam, I got it. It took me 2 weeks to put that show together, but nothing too exciting tonight. Definitely going to keep talking about Palestine. And that's really all I've got for tonight.
Word.
But usually a lot of talk about anti-capitalism, anti-imperialism, what the U.S. is doing to the world.
Tell me what you're pro. Give me a pro.
Might be too early for my brain to work that
fast.
We'll circle back
in the second half of this show. All right, Lil Queen Trash Mouth, what's up? Hashtag 10 to 12 Fridays.
Yep. My show was yesterday. Yes. Dream Queen was there. It was great. Thank you for coming on my show when you do.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. I like to play a lot of music, generally on a theme. The theme is generally anti-capitalist, pro-worker of some sort. What were you talking about yesterday? Oh, we were talking about the Supreme Court yesterday. I'm like, what did
Seems
we even
so
talk
long
about?
Ago.
But I feel like actually we didn't talk about them that much. We talked about ways forward from them.
We did.
So,
and I read a little bit from the paragraph parts of the How We Get Through This by Jima Olu.
We're trying.
We're trying. Anyway,
I think it's Ijima.
Yeah. And yeah. I've heard people say Ijima, but I think it's Ijima. Anyway, if you go on to, is it Stacked, y'all? The app with the
Substack.
Yeah.
And it's a free app, and you can go there and see a lot of readings from a lot of different people. And
Substack's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Substack is great. So, everybody, I'm Dream Queen, and you know that. And if you don't know that, and you're the first new through Madrid, welcome. And, spend all the money and leave a lot of tips. And we are on KMRD, which is a listener-supported low-power community radio station. And we would not exist without the contributions of our listeners and supporters. So please visit kmrd.fm/donate to make a one-time or monthly recurring donation. This station is non-commercial and run entirely by volunteers. And your contributions go directly to our operating budget and may be tax deductible. If you have a business and you'd like to, I'll just read it. KMRD is not a commercial radio station, so we rely on support from our listeners. And business and organizational sponsors can receive on-air acknowledgement for your contribution by becoming an underwriter of the station. It's a great way to spread the word about your business and help keep KMRD on the air. And for more information, contact Stella at howdy@kmrd.fm. And thank you for supporting. And again, blah, blah, blah. This is not capitalist. This is please support independent media sources.
Solidarity, not charity.
We over here are all volunteers trying to do a job to educate you that we have a new king.
Yeah.
And they are actually what Lil Queen Trash Mouth, what you brought to the table today, hot off the presses. Was that former President Trump disavows Project 2025? Do we believe
what?
That?
Yeah. Oh, really?
No, no, we don't believe that.
I can't wait till we video these so that the eye rolls.
So there are going to be so many. You're going to have to edit some of them out because it's just going to be everywhere. Are you serious?
This is what he's saying. Let's see. I'll read you a quote from The Hill. The former president took to Truth Social earlier Friday to disavow the project, calling some of the objectives absolutely ridiculous and abysmal. Trump also claimed he knew nothing about the Project 2025 and that he did not know who was behind it, but he wished them luck.
Stop it. So who's behind it again? The Heritage Foundation, correct?
Kevin, what's it? Yeah, the Heritage Foundation is the sponsor, and Kevin Rogers, what was his name?
Okay.
What's the president's
name? While you look that up, I'm going to say something plainly. If I know about it, how the president don't know about it?
Yeah.
Come on. People wake up.
Kevin Roberts.
Yeah,
I'm sure that they've had cocktails. Please.
100%.
Trump doesn't drink. I'm sure they've had burgers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
let's all be aware of the lies. They've bro down. They've bro
they
down
know.
And hammed on some burgers.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Come on. All right, what else?
So that's basically in response for searches of Project 2025 are surging currently. I believe what started that was who hosted the BET Awards.
Wait, how is this connected? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I love it. So, BET Awards. Uh-huh. I bet it was Steve Harvey.
No, hold on. I got it. Taraji P. Henson.
Oh yeah. Did you see her with Kamala Harris?
Sorry. That thing is also crazy. But what I saw before that was her speech. It's not even really a speech, her rant about Project 2025 at the BET Awards, where she's like, this isn't a joke. Y'all need to look it up. And like during the BET Awards searches for Project 2025 surged, and it's been continuing since then.
Wow.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I only stumbled upon it in a YouTube rabbit hole. I forgot what I was even looking for. And then I stumbled upon this other person that I had never followed before. Yeah. And I believe I was looking up, maybe it was constitutional law or something. And she had the 900 page book and everything.
Yeah, dude.
And she's a constitutional lawyer or a lawyer. I sent the link to you. Mm-hmm. And I really would like us to do some work with a constitutional lawyer on one of these programs and find out and get deep down into what we can do as far as what are our rights, what we can do as a citizenry at large to expedite overturning some of these rulings.
Strike.
I know it's within us.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Withhold Strike. Your money and labor, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so my problem with that, the only thing that I've thought is America is too big with so much diversity. Mm-hmm. And what I'm diversity of opinion, not just, you know, race and ethnicity, or race is not real, but ethnicity and religion, but just plain old opinions. So if we're looking at what they're calling for, a new revolutionary war or something. Okay.
Because I think that is exactly what it is.
Right. And it wouldn't be a revolutionary war. It's just a straight up civil war.
Yeah.
And, you know, so what it would take really for a strike like this, I mean, we have to be broken up into small city states.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think
nationwide
strike. I mean, they're doing it within companies, right?
Yeah. Yes. And within industries, even. And so, it's not a wait for all 10 million of us, or 11.5 million for the 3.5%.
11.5.
So it starts smaller than that. It's going to be, again, actors are striking now, writers were striking, then actors, you know, and then if that had kept going.
Mm-hmm.
Or then again, it can start with communities. Oh, Madrid shut down. They're not opening any stores anymore. We're like, you know, maybe we should do that. And then it ripples.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ripples, hopefully waves, and then turns into a roll.
Yeah.
Mm. And rolls into a general.
And what people, I've talked about
rolls
this.
Rolls and coffee? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just talked about on my show about what communities are going to need and what type of support folks are going to need during a general strike is going to vary differently from place to place to place. And so, again, this whole idea of it's going to start smaller. It's like, you know, you throw a pebble in the pond. It's a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Just got to keep throwing pebbles.
Yeah.
That got them Palestinian people in trouble. Throwing rocks.
Yeah. For real. For real.
Jesus. And, you know, just know what your community, the best that we can do right now.
Yeah.
Community, community, community. You know.
Community, community. A few jokes here and there. And I didn't mean to make light of a situation, but damn.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you go with a pebble and they come with
tank
smart bombs with signatures on them. Yeah. I mean, bro, like folks are signing bombs.
That is our, still
celebrities.
Yeah. And what's her name? The person that was Nikki Haley.
Nikki, come on. Yeah.
Presidential candidates are out here signing bombs.
Yeah. To drop on children.
With markers.
Yeah.
To drop on children.
And that's yesterday when we were saying we can't outgun them. We have to build, again, these networks of outside of these systems that make them obsolete.
Right.
And again, they need money. They need money and labor to thrive.
Right.
So withhold it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need us. So speaking of this, what was on my mind for y'all for a long time is how do y'all feel about being out here on the radio, speaking your mind and knowing the dangers, the increasing dangers to our freedom of speech, our First Amendment liberties? I'll start with you.
It's a little scary sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've talked about some things that have made some people very angry. Mm-hmm. I've gotten two lash out phone calls from people after my show. And one of them was less lashing out. This woman called after I talked about Russia, Ukraine, mm-hmm. and just said like, why can't you be more positive? And I was like, oh, KMRD is like listener and volunteer run. If you don't like my show, you can totally do the training. And she hung up on me. I was like, you can have your own show, babe. If you don't like mine, come join. Do one that's exactly opposite of mine.
Turn it off.
Turn it. Radio is consent. Options. Yes. You
know, radio is consent. For now.
we'll see how long consent even lasts. But I've not gotten a lot of pushback on the stuff that I've talked about. More than anything, I've gotten people calling and being like, hey, I really love your show. I really love what you're talking about. I know that both of you have gotten the same thing. And just people actually being really stoked about like, wow, this is real. Like you're talking about real stuff. Mm-hmm. And people don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So the fact that we take our free time to put shows like this together, I know it makes a lot of people like really stoked to be like, you know, for us to be the media.
Yeah.
You don't have to rely on mainstream news, which is bought and owned by somebody who has an opinion who stands to gain from, you know, XYZ. I don't know. Sometimes I will get nervous, like right before I get on air. I'll work on an episode or a show, and then right before I get on air, I'm like, God, should I say this out loud? Like, is that a good idea? There have definitely been a couple times that I've just been like a little on edge about the stuff that I was talking about. And here's the interesting thing, and I think you can both attest to this. Even though the stuff that we talk about, there's nothing secret, there's nothing illegal about it. We're not crossing any lines. But sometimes speaking the truth is terrifying.
Yes.
I have had more than one show where I was like, oh my God, do I actually want to say this on air right now? Mm-hmm. And I do more than anything. And it's not because my aim is to like ruffle feathers, obviously. But I figure if anyone has a platform and they're not using it to spread information and help people learn stuff, then you're kind of wasting your time. So the last thing I want to do is waste my time or anybody else's. But yeah, it's a little scary sometimes. And I do wonder what our free speech is going to look like moving forward from here, including for people like us who just do volunteer radio.
Yeah.
What does that look like, you know?
Yep. And we're just going to keep doing it till the wheels fall off.
Mm-hmm.
Also, when you were talking, it reminded me of that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, speak the truth, even if your voice shakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's kind of cliche, but
love that quote.
Yeah,
don't like her. Great quote. Terrible person. Yeah.
What do you mean? The Supreme Court justice did the best and the most.
Right.
Ask we're an gonna indigenous stick a pin person in how they feel.
Stick a pin in that. Ruth we're going to stick a pin in that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask people of color how they feel about her.
Well, we've all been taught to love the least of the most evils.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I mean.
It's the name of a game in political America.
Turn a blind eye and hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm. We're doing everything we can. Our hands are tied.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it comes to like a defense budget or a military something. And oh, look how quick they're suddenly. Everyone agrees.
Mm-hmm. Didn't or take a TikTok
long. Ban. Yeah. Right. Didn't take long for them to all gather around, rally around that. But food, housing, healthcare, wages. They're like, oh, I just can't do anything. Sorry.
And that was one of the things that I wanted to ask you about. Lil Queen Trash Mouth, you just brought up TikTok. And before we move to you on the same question, the same initial question, Hot Diggity, I want you to tell people how they can find you on your social media and just briefly tie more into what you're saying about your responses and your courage. Because not only are you on KMRD, but you have a strong social media following.
Oh, I am wild online.
Yeah. Can't wait to get down.
Y'all should see me online. If you think my show gets a little hairy sometimes, you've not met my TikTok yet. And that's all I've got to say about that. But I am on TikTok. I'm a big fan of TikTok. And feel however you feel about that, but don't knock it till you try it. TikTok is great. I got my mom on TikTok, and now, like, every time we talk, she's like, I found this on TikTok. Have you heard about it? She gets so into it. I'm on TikTok at Died Mad About It, and I'm on Instagram at Earth Boys Are Easy. Those are my two platforms. Those are the two I use the most anyway. And it's all very much very similar to the same vein of information that I talk about in my show usually. It's just in short content form.
And raw. It's pretty much like,
yeah, I get to say the bad words. Yeah. I get to say the bad words on TikTok. So TikTok is my welcome to heck uncensored.
Yes. Do you know what the YouTube parameters are on swears?
I don't.
Okay, we'll find out.
Yeah. I feel like
we're going to find out real quick.
I feel like it's fine. Like, TikTok has a setting where you can make it so only people over 18 can view your profile.
Yeah.
So I think it's like that. Like, if you're at the, like, only over 18 can see my stuff, then I'm pretty sure they're like, nah, bro.
Whatever you want to do. Podcasters swear on YouTube.
Yeah.
And they're fine.
It's, yeah.
Fire's coming.
I mean, Joe Rogan's on YouTube, so.
See, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get us to be right on par the other side of Joe Rogan.
I like this.
I want this.
Yeah.
We will bring the fire.
It's a goal.
Maybe we'll get to be on the dollop one day.
Yes.
That'd be for me.
That would be great. Yeah. Goals.
Yeah. We got goals.
Love it.
Yeah. All right. So, Lil Queen Trash Mouth, do you have the voices of fear in your head before you open this mic sometimes and spit fire truth? Spit dumpster fires. Spyro the dragon. Sorry, I'm on one.
I love Spyro.
You're free speech Spyro.
Yes, and I would say same experience. Most of what I've been met with is support. I would say, I don't know. I think I conquered a lot of my fears around speaking out and pushback around that by going to county commission meetings, city council meetings, which is a lot harder than sitting in here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you for doing that, by the way. You show up and drive to town.
It's so I think that kind of helped quell that fear, I guess. And I don't know, for me, what has been getting increasingly scary or threatening on for me as on the free speech front is I do identify as a communist, and you know, we like to bring up the first they came for poem all the time and omit the first line of that poem, which is first they came for the communists.
Yeah, because that is the first line. No one ever talks about
that. No, because we still have a big stigma against communism in this country. And we do have politicians that are openly saying their states are not welcoming to communists. Donald Trump, in all of his campaign rallies, has been saying, you know, and we're going to go for the communists. Like, it's right there in our current political rhetoric.
Yeah.
On both sides, because guess what? The quote unquote left, or what we think is the left in this country, will also demonize communism as well. So I think that's, for me, what's getting a little real. Mm-hmm. And again, we have a history of blacklisting was the least of it for folks in the McCarthy era. So, and when we talk about TikTok bans, all this internet stuff coming down the pike, and we have been, I think everybody in this room has been very vocal about these things on social media for so long. There's like databases.
Yeah.
Now
they have the receipts.
Yeah.
They know what we, they know,
they know
what
we're
all about.
We are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and we're so, still kind of low on the list.
You know, I remind OG Willikers, I'm like, you know, someday we are going to have to unplug everything in the house, and that's just the way it's going to be. We'll plug it in when we need it, and then the rest of the time it has to stay unplugged.
It's funny to me because we were in the car the other day talking about this. Don't you remember they just sneak in there and put something in your lampshade? I mean, I don't know. My mom used to make me watch all those old James Bond.
Who's sneaking in there out here?
If you turn off everything, they got something. They got the bugs.
Maybe
they put the little. It's a little tiny.
I'm still gonna not make it that easy. You know, like of having the Roku in 24/7. Mine's been lighting up and doing weird things, and I'm like, that's almost enough for me to be like, why is that doing that?
Should it be off. See, here's, like, do you think they're going to think, oh, we won't hear nothing from her, so she didn't change her mind, we need to leave her alone? No.
Just make access harder.
Make life easier on yourself, trying to turn, unplug and unplug.
We'll see.
They got the list.
Well, and we've talked before about, it's been a while, but we've talked about 686 in our like private conversations, and the fact that it makes anything that is Bluetooth capable into a spying device.
Yeah.
For whoever owns that. And what is Bluetooth capable?
I mean, refrigerators are Bluetooth capable.
Yes, right. Washing machines are Bluetooth capable. Yeah.
I mean, it's time for another
showing. They can spy on you through your washing machine.
Of like, 1984,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
We're getting there.
Yeah, we're getting there fast.
There.
We're there.
Yeah.
We're there. It's, you know, your remote control for your TV has a microphone in it. If you have an Apple box, or does Roku do that?
I think Roku Siri does now.
Now, all the upgrades got microphones and cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Who was it? Who was the group in 1984? They're like so outside the system, they get left alone. I mean,
I haven't read the book in a while. I just watched that movie.
I think the love interest comes from that community, if I remember. I haven't read it in a long time.
She was a plant.
But I know she was. Ugh. Well, who was? I mean, isn't that the whole point? Is you don't really know who's the plant?
Everybody's a plant.
right. That is the point.
Except maybe us.
I was talking to a friend about this the other day, though, and how all the dystopian situations in Dune, you have the Fremen in 1984. It's like the people, they don't have electricity. Like, yeah, they're living quote unquote with less, but they're outside of the system and don't get messed with as much. That's where we want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Hi, Diggity. I see how many followers that you have, and I just was saying that we're low. I might be low on the radar, but you're definitely not. You got like a couple, like scores of thousands of people following you.
Yeah, I'm a little up there.
You're an influencer.
I don't know how it happened.
So you're going to go first. I'll bail you out.
I don't know how that happened. But that was actually something, like going back to the initial question that you asked me, like, is it scary saying stuff like this where people can see it and hear it?
Yeah.
I used to say wild stuff on... it's still happening. But when I was doing it before I had like a large following, it was still scary.
Yeah.
To say this stuff out loud and be like, no, it's on the internet. And we all know the internet is forever. This is not going to ever go away. And I totally have like posters remorse sometimes where I post something and then hours later I'm like, is that a bad look? Should I take that down? But I was a lot more comfortable saying stuff when I had like a few thousand and I was like, yeah, that's like a fine amount. And then it went up to 50 and I was like, am I comfortable saying this stuff out loud as I was before? But someone actually online, of course, brought up like a very good point and they were like, well, you wouldn't have gotten here
that's
unless
right,
people liked what you were saying.
That's right.
or unless you put a fire under their butt and they just had to keep following you to keep seeing what you were saying because they, whatever, love or hate.
That's right.
People are following you because of what you're saying.
That's right.
But it's a little scary sometimes, mm-hmm. for sure. Mm-hmm. I think twice before I post stuff now because I'm like, that's a lot of people.
It's probably for the best that we think twice before we speak.
Yes.
Yeah. These days?
Minimum twice
for
me.
Oh, gosh. I wish more people did.
Take a pause. And Lil Queen Trash Mouth, you are the opposite, but I'm nudging you. Hot Diggity and I are both nudging you to the lemming cliff of recording your shows and putting them out on the interwebs. And Joni, we got you on TikTok recently. How's it treating you?
I check it like I don't really check it.
I don't ever check mine either. But I gotta go. I'm gonna go back. We need to have a media meeting, people. Another one actually.
No, I think everybody should download and join TikTok, especially right now with what's going on with it. Like, make it stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially because of what's happening.
That's really was my main.
Yeah.
Well, no, I do want to do a video about my favorite document, my Reagan's privatization handbook.
Yeah.
Oh, that nightmare.
Yeah, but it just explains so much.
It does. It really does.
Just
though.
Read the table of contents of that thing and you're like, oh, privatize student loans, privatize affordable housing, privatize military and prison contracts. And it's like, this is today. This is the
right now.
The playbook, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about yesterday, some things need to be hobbies, and like, yes, this is very much a movement-based hobby, but it also stays in this room. It doesn't have to follow me home. Mm-hmm. Like, I live in my art studio. That stuff is, there's no really putting that stuff away when it's in your house, but this stays here, and that's mm-hmm. why I don't record my shows, because then it's a job.
My answer to my question is I do often have poster's remorse. And I do often take a long time to get my shows up on the internet. And I do often get bubble guts before coming in here. You know, there's so much going on, so much for freedom fighters and stuff going on. All right. So what do y'all want to talk about now? We're brave.
I missed your show yesterday and I missed what you guys talked about. If you want to give me a little.
Yes.
Quick little recap.
And real quick, can I ask you here? I think I asked you yesterday. I did record it, and I want to edit it down. And are you cool if I put it up on the on the cab page?
Yeah, you can.
All right. So yeah, we'll put it up on the, awesome. On the cab in the cab Mixcloud. Folks, archives of the programs. The app is free. The website's free. You might have to listen to some ads or a little lesser quality of sound, but you get the whole shows. With music and everything.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get the recap of what happened yesterday. I'll have it up by Friday.
Yesterday, we were just kind of, I would say, reacting to the last insane couple of weeks we've had at the Supreme Court level.
Oh, what fun.
So for me, I said big four yesterday, but it's really the big five. So there's the Starbucks versus the National Labor Relations Board.
Yep.
Was a really bad blow to workers' rights everywhere. The bribery case was the one I forgot yesterday,
oh my God,
but that one is also very bad. Mm-hmm. The Chevron deference being overturned.
Chevron, yep.
What did I lose?
I mean, there was so much.
Oh, Grants Pass versus Johnson, which is
Grants
the anti
Pass, Oregon.
Yeah, criminalizing homelessness. And then the president is now a king, which, yeah. I mean, we talked a little bit about that yesterday and how that's, you mean... Again, it's not like we were out here prosecuting presidents for their war crimes before. Like,
yeah.
That wasn't a thing. It's still bad to see it on paper.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all of this stuff that's been going on behind the scenes, they no longer care if the confused Americans stay confused or not. They're this is what we're doing.
And they're no longer trying to
quiet part out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So... So everybody out here listening right now, can we just talk about the president as a king for a second?
Yeah, we should.
Who is for that? Is anybody on the street listening right now, do you believe that that's okay? You know, it's sort of a rhetorical question, but I'd like you to reflect on that and then see if you're going to get angry enough not to go to the Capitol with guns, but what are our alternatives here? Any constitutional lawyers, please feel free to call 505-473-9696. The number I can't memorize after 5 years. And please let us know. I've heard people say that we can work on state legislation to undermine the federal laws.
But then what happens when they argue that up to the Supreme Court?
Yeah. Because it's only a matter of time. Because
that's what all this, everything that we just saw started at a state, at a lower level too, right? So.
Right. So we were talking about that a little bit yesterday. And this is what I'm thinking. Everybody's a plant. Okay. Even our local governments. Because the money is filtering down from lobbyists.
Yeah.
Okay. And the other thing that I'm thinking is we don't even really have a government of leaders or politicians. We have people who take money from corporations to say stuff.
And have fan clubs.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Followers and stuff like that. So people need to understand that. I'm just trying to understand that we don't have a government. We have a bunch of companies. We have a sponsorship.
Three corporations in a trench coat.
Yep, that's America.
They still work. So Leonard Leo is also someone that we talked about yesterday. I just found out about Leonard Leo. You know that cat?
I don't.
Ooh, I get to school hot diggity on something.
I know. I love the little gotcha moments that we have on here sometimes. It's great. You're like, have you heard about this? And I'm like, what is that?
That is, I've figured it out now, and I can't say it on the air, but I'm going to tell you later because I don't want to give away my idea before the project drops. But
secrets.
But it's the whole hook now.
Okay.
So Leonard Leo is I believe he's a lawyer. I'm trying to go to his wiki right now. I had it yesterday. He is an American lawyer and conservative legal activist. He was a longtime vice president of the Federalist Society and is currently working along with Stephen Calabresi, the co-chairman of the organization's board of directors. And the Federalist Society for Law and Public Policy Studies is an American conservative and libertarian legal organization that advocates for a textualist and organizationalist
originalist,
sorry, my glasses, an originalist interpretation of the U.S. Constitution. So that's the thing about the law. You have to interpret the law.
And what these people who couldn't even fathom this, that's the part to me is like, these founding fathers. I'm like, the founding fathers couldn't think about the credit system or tech or an international highway system even that goes as far as it does. Like, are you kidding me?
Could they?
I don't think so.
How did they get here? Oh, black people brought them on boats. Yeah. No, but it was the navigation systems, the roads, the whatever they were doing over there to take the land. No. The kings, they had people. They had that whole system in the back of their head. I think
our country was at that point.
No. Yeah, they sure worked on making it bigger, though.
Sure. Oh, yeah. But that was after, when we're talking about founding fathers, there were 13, it was all way up in the corner.
Just a little bit. They don't need much to get a toehold in.
Yeah.
And then they start giving booze and money to everybody and guns. And then you just off to the races.
I feel like when we, obviously.
Look at what happened in America. Booze, money, and guns.
Obviously. And now everybody's
crazy.
I mean, I don't think anybody's surprised to hear me say, I think it's absurd to try to interpret a almost 300-year-old text through the lens of dudes who couldn't even keep their teeth in their head because they didn't have modern medicine. You know what I mean?
Like, they came from the monarchy.
I know why. I mean, again, I know why, but it's still ridiculous to see. Like,
I love you. It's just insane. I love you so much. I'm not even being devil. This is my little agree to disagree moment. Okay. Because we're giving them too much credit.
Oh, yeah.
Too little credit. How do you say when you don't hold people accountable for their mischievousness? You know, we're underestimating them. Okay. And we're supposed to think, oh, that was so long ago. They had done this. The colonies already were doing their thing.
The intention was there.
It was already happening for hundreds of years before that whole, they got here and started pulling that on the indigenous people here. And so they had the blessing and the financing of the British people. You know what I mean? Even if I disagree, I'm leaving home, Dad. We know people right now disavow their whole family, but take a check.
Right.
Yeah.
So, no, it's the intention. I agree with what Diggity just said. The intention absolutely was there. It's, again, I just can't, like, making any originalist or textualist arguments in this modern world, to me, it's like, what do you mean the founding fathers think that we should be surveilling your Bluetooth? Like, you can't say that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, they didn't have that.
Yeah. When it comes down to, I agree with what you just said. When it comes down to, like, people trying to still hold
They owned true. Slaves, people. Yes. They monitored slave people's conversations.
Yeah.
They put plants in. They had overseers in position. You're not even able to laugh or look at each other or talk.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that they weren't surveilling people from the second they got here. We are able to convene on any day but Sunday, unless it was in a church. Yeah. Like, they've been doing that with humans since they started trafficking in humans.
It's all part of
growing. Maybe they didn't have, but I bet you $500, if $500 from 1700, that's like $1 million right now. I will bet you that if Thomas Jefferson had a damn Bluetooth thing, he would have put it in every slave cabin every quarter. Instead, he had a Uncle Tom. A Samuel L. Jackson character from Django, which I'm going home to watch right now because y'all have fired me up, and they put him in the field with everybody.
His name was Jupiter. Yeah. I'm in the middle of a long Thomas Jefferson podcast right now.
You know, and I'm sure Jupiter had a whole contingent of turncoats and Uncle Toms.
Yeah.
You know, this is serious. They've been doing this the whole time. It's just technology is catching up. And it's the same with the fundamentalist interpretation of the Bible.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sorry, but when you said that, it totally triggered me into, they've been surveilling us.
It's been happening.
Since they grabbed us.
No, none of this is like new. This is just dusting off the playbook. This has always been at hand.
Yeah, it's just growing with technology. This has always been at hand.
The toys are new.
It's just growing with technology. And that's how we know that at the end of the day, crap, y'all, we got like 2 minutes. So at the end of the day, we got to do the rest of the things on this sheet. I got to stay calm. I'm just going to use that statement. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I got passionate and interrupted y'all.
No, I thought it was great.
I slammed the table. I always look at people for slamming the table.
Me?
I know. When I mean, I've got DJ being here too, banging. I'm like, stop it.
No, she's. That just means that Bad DJ is here in spirit.
Bad DJ is here in spirit. That's was perfect. Texting me at 8 o'clock.
Oh, look at
all
that!
All the way coming from over there. It's like 4 a.m. over there when Bad DJ was.
Bad
texting
DJ,
me.
What are you doing? Go to sleep. It.
Showing love.
Take
showing
a nap.
Love.
That's
showing
great.
Love.
Afternoon naps.
I'm gonna do it too. Listen, I love y'all.
Love you. This was so great.
I know.
I absolutely loved this.
We're going to do it in my basement.
I'm so stoked. I can't wait. The basement sessions.
I love it.
It's going to be amazing.
So y'all tune in. What you want to say before I say something? Before I put the music on?
I don't know. Everybody's existence relies on the labor of others. So treat your workers and your fellow workers appropriately. That's all. That's all I ever say.
Yeah, but it's a solid statement.
Yeah.
I stand by it.